Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is William Kareem, and we have our brother Mubashir.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You're on.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, Allah's name, the Mercy Benefactor, the Mercy Redeemer. I open it by witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but Allah and Allah alone. And when we say Allah, that's the name, the proper name for God in our holy book called the Holy Quran. And Allah is the name of the one that created the heavens and the earth and everything in between. So we bear witness that there's only one that is worthy of worship, and that is him and him alone. And we bear witness that Muhammad the prophet of 1,434 years ago, is the last of the prophets that God has sent to humanity. He's the seal of the prophet, and he's the messenger of God. I'd like to greet all of the radio audience of Assalamu Alaikum. May God's peace be upon you. We'd like to talk today about a concern here, the message of concern. And I'd like to start with saying, quoting what Imam W.D. Muhammad has said to us about this message of concern. And he says this here. He says, a message of concern, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Out of respect for man's creator, a message of concern by Imam W.D. Muhammad. The Imam said, what would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would this do to the minds of the world's children? What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race, presented, pitiful, and in pain, the savior of all men? The Imam said, and he quotes from the Quran, Surah 3, verse 64. It says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms, as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bound to God's will. Civilized nation, the Imam says, civilized nations shall want that their religions be also civilized. The Quran says, false worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only man, mortals from the mortal he, Allah, created, Quran. This is the message that we believe that is needed to be heard by the whole humanity, because we are living in a time and a situation where we don't seem to be able to look at this situation that we call racism and deal with it in a manner that we can clearly understand the effect that it has had on the whole of humanity. Because when we look at our idea or concept that has been given to us from birth to death, that God is in the image of a man, and that image of a man is in the image of a particular race, this is not the correct way to look at what God is trying to get us to see in Scripture through the prophets that he has sent down through the history of time to the man and woman to give them their direction in life. We are not to see God in the image of a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or a yellow man. God is not a man. He's the creator of the human beings that call themselves man and women. So when we begin to focus on God in the image of a particular race or people, that's when we lose our true identity. Because the true identity is not for us to become God. That's not the true identity of the human being. We are not to become God. We are to become the caretaker. We are to become human in our identity. We are not divine people. We are humans. And we are supposed to strive for to reach our potential as being the best human beings that we can be, not trying to be God, because we are not God. You know, this world has taught us about Jesus Christ, and this is the biggest problem in the United States of America and the world, because the Christian world has misread Scripture and misunderstood Scripture tremendously. So when we look at God, we cannot put God under a microscope and dissect God like we do his creation. No, we cannot do that. We are not qualified to do that. God says to us in our holy book, you turn to explain his nature and you don't even know your own. So this is wisdom for those of us who truly want to see and understand how to resolve and to solve this problem of racism. Because we have been brought up under Christian dominance. In America. America is a predominant Christian society, Judeo-Christian society. When I was coming up in the church downtown, we knew the prophets. All of the prophets were taught to us that they were Jews. All the prophets were Jews. All the heroes in Scripture were identified as Jews. But we know that God says to us in our Holy Book, never was there a people on this earth that Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, did not send a messenger or a prophet or a warner to them. Every people on this earth have had a messenger or a prophet or a warner sent to them. So that puts that lie to bed when it says that all the prophets of God were Jews. That's not the truth. God didn't say that the prophet was Christian. In our holy book, when they declared that Abraham was their father, peace be upon the prophet Abraham. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. He told them that if Abraham was your father, you would love me. Now, what is he talking about? What was he saying? He was talking to a people that was challenging him about his validity as a prophet from God. They did not want to accept Jesus as a prophet from God, because Jesus Christ was sent by Almighty God among a people that was very rebellious. They would call themselves Jews. They were very rebellious against the guidance of God. So God began to take his favor off of them. And Jesus Christ came to shake them up and point out for them the great mistakes they have made by turning against the word of God and the clear understanding and guidance of God. So Christ Jesus, he was the one that began to correct the wrong that the Jews fell into after the leadership of Moses, peace be upon the prophet Moses. Moses was the one that the Jews were looking for when they were in persecution under the tyrant, the oppressor called Pharaoh in Scripture. Pharaoh had the so-called Hebrews, Israelites, in captivity, and he had them worshiping him as God. And when Moses was blessed by God, who was raised up in the house of Pharaoh, Moses was blessed by God to realize the mistake that was being made. So God enlightened Moses with his word, lifted Moses up to challenge this idea of man being God in the time of the rule of Pharaoh. So when Moses went back to address Pharaoh and deal with Pharaoh about this issue of him being God, not quite naturally, he was dissatisfied with Moses because he had raised Moses from a baby to a grown man. But God is the one that's in charge of our life. God is the one that said he created us and afterwards will give us our direction in life. So Almighty God raised Moses up as a challenger to this idea of man being God. And this was the idea that was given to the people called Hebrews and Israelites. Some of them did not ever go along with that idea. Never is all the people ever fooled with one about a scheme. God have always spared a small amount of people to hold on to the true reality of God, the true reality of the message that God gave his prophet. So there was among them in Israel in captivity, in Egypt in captivity, that held on to the word of God and were looking for the promise that God gave to our father Abraham. So Moses was included into them. Moses became a prophet by God's permission, and he began to challenge Pharaoh about him being an Egyptian, being God in man form. So when Moses began to challenge Pharaoh, things began to happen in the life of Moses and the life of the people that believed in him and followed him and obeyed what God had given to Moses to give not only to the Egyptians, but to the world at that time. So Moses had to tell Pharaoh, said, look, Pharaoh, you are not God. And the Pharaoh challenged him, said, I don't know no other God but me, Moses. Who is this God that you're talking about? I didn't raise you that way. You don't know no God but me either. Moses disagreed with him. Moses said, no, you're not my God. My God has the power over life and death. So Pharaoh told him, said, look, Moses, who you think I am? I got power over life and death, too. If you don't straighten up, I'm getting ready to give you death in a minute. So Moses told him, said, look, Pharaoh, my God is the one that created me and you and said to us, he's the one that created us, and afterwards he will be the one that give us our direction and light. And that shook Pharaoh up because he heard no one talking to him like that. But this is a story that is for all time. Because we're living much in a time like that now in the United States of America, where the religious movement called Christianity in America has lifted up a patron from among themselves, a figure from among themselves, and they say he's a Jew, and he's the Son of God. He's God's only begotten child. He's the salvation. He's the Savior of the world. And this has been going on for many years in this country called the United States of America. And the one that has been persecuted and put down with this idea more than any other people is the African-American descendants of slaves who were born from a people that were captured in Africa and brought to this part of the world and had that idea embedded into their nature, into the fiber of their being, that God was in the image of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he's a Jew. So we want to go to the scriptures now. And Imam, I want to go to you with some language from Imam W.D. Muhammad concerning this idea about Christ. The Imam said the book Bible says that Christ shall slay the wicked on his second appearance. It is prophesied that he would give mercy, charity, and love to those who deserve them. The world has been awaiting the Christ that would reprove the righteous and punish the wicked. We were taught that this punishment would not be merciless, but just. The prophet Jesus came to the world with kindness, love, and charity. But the evil oppressors took his righteous teachings, changed them around, and used his beautiful message to enslave the world so that they could sit over the people as a slave master. They used the same life-giving teachings that Jesus gave them to destroy the minds of the masses and to turn the people's hearts against themselves. This diabolical scheme made the poor, righteous people become helpless, worshippers of the world of grafted Caucasian mentality. This is going on right today, and this is why this message of concern is so important, because the email said, what would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? Now, what do you think would have happened if this had been on the shoe been on the other foot, if the world, the United States of America and the world, were given the image of a black man as the savior of the world, saying that he's God's only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would have everlasting life and never perish, and you could not go to heaven until you be bathed in the blood of a black Christ? Most of the people that would accept this idea, Caucasian people and other people of color that can mostly identify with that kind of skin color, they would have a problem just like we're having a problem today as African-American blacks in America that has been given this idea for over 300 years and put into a condition that we had no answer for this here diabolical scheme or idea that was imposed on us by the Caucasian European whites. Now, this is not racism. This is what would get rid of racism, what I'm talking about today, because this is a message of concern by one that God blessed to be raised up in the United States of America. It has been the leadership of Imam Mahdi Muhammad more than any Muslim in modern-day time on this earth that has given a clear understanding, a rational, a logical understanding of how to bring this here diabolical idea to its conclusion by listening to what God has blessed him to see and understand about Scripture. Because the email said, what would this do to the minds of the world's children? What would happen to the world's children put on a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men? And he says through the Holy Quran, he quotes the Holy Quran, in our book is talking to the people of the book. Who's the people of the book? The Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, the Sabians, the people that call themselves the family of Abraham. That's what we recognize as the people of the book. Not that there's not other people that have the same idea and concern that we have, but this is the major religion in the United States of America. It mostly has been Judaism, Christianity, and now Islam. Now, the Quran say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you. Us and you come to common terms between us and you, that we should learn but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim bound to God's will. Civilized nation. Now, America prides itself to be the most civilized nation on the planet. So the Imam says to them, to their conscious mind, to their rational and logical mind, the Imam says civilized nation should want that their religion be also civilized. And he goes to our holy book, the Quran, where God says, tell them, Muhammad, talking to the whole world, because Muhammad is the universal and last prophet of God that God sent. Tell them, Muhammad, false worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals he, Allah, created. Almighty God is not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, yellow man, or white man. Almighty God, the creator of the heaven and the earth and everything in between, he's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, and the yellow man. No God but the one God, whose proper name is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. So they have an idea here in this Christian world called America and throughout the world that the coming of a Christ, a figure, a man that looked like the European Caucasian slave master that enslaved my race of people, my mothers and fathers in America, by giving them an idea that if they want to be free and relieved of the pains that they were being put under from the persecution of the white slave master, that we have to accept that Jesus Christ is our Savior and that he looked like them and he's the Son of God, and we cannot have salvation if we do not believe wholeheartedly in him as being our